Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Today we will be bringing you an excerpt from the recent University of South Carolina Moore School of Business Economic Outlook Conference. And today's excerpt comes from Sarah House, Director and Research Economist at Wells Fargo Economics.
When we look at global GDP, we're looking at another year of roughly 3% growth. So that would be the same as what we think 2019 will come in. So really two of the weakest years for global growth since the financial crisis. And that's coming because the trade war does have knock-on effects to other countries. So even as we've seen investment pull back here in the U.S., well, that affects demand for capital goods in places like Germany, whose economies are much more dependent on exports. So we're seeing that spill over into slower global growth. That weakness has really been concentrated in the industrial sector. But the manufacturing accounts for only about 12% of the US economy. So the other 88% is still holding up pretty well. That's a signal that if you can get some clarity around trade, the final demand is still there for the manufacturing sector. And so similar to what we saw back in 2015, 2016, we think that this gap will close by manufacturing activity rebounding rather than the spillovers being so severe in terms of the manufacturing industrial pullback that you see it spill over into services. All right, so what's keeping the expansion on track? Well, we talked already a little bit about housing. So housing was really the outlier in 2018, where you actually had a pickup in consumer spending, you had a pickup in business investment, but housing began to stumble. So in part that was related to higher interest rates. You also had a lot of tax changes that weren't as advantageous to the housing sector. But I think a big factor was that increase in interest rates. Well, now with interest rates coming down again, that's breathed some fresh air into the housing market. And so we've seen construction rebound, particularly for single family homes. So single family home construction is up about 8%. It's begun to shift in terms of more entry level homes. Now, when we look ahead to the coming year, so we're only expecting about a 2% increase in residential construction, so not much of a lift in the year ahead. And that's coming in part because we're still seeing some challenges in terms of, one, affordability, but also just turnover, which is limiting growth in residential investment. The good news is that we're finally seeing income growth outpace housing costs in the national arena. But that's followed about 6 years where housing prices were outstripping overall wages and salaries. If you are already working and you're only seeing your more typical average hourly earnings growth, then house prices continue to outpace income. So there's still a big affordability challenge, particularly for younger households, which are having trouble saving up for that down payment, where a lot of these affordability indices assume you have a 20% down payment, which is pretty hard considering younger household student debt burdens. The other issue is mobility. So we've seen a long-term decline in mobility in terms of people moving, so that's limited overall housing turnover. Part of this is demographics, but even if you were to look at individual age cohorts, you would see a similar pattern where pretty much every demographic except for your 75 plus has seen decline in moving. So this is an impact in terms of GDP because you're seeing less sales, that's less brokers' commissions. But also, when people move, you tend to want to put your own spin on the house, and so you get improvement investments, so remodeling activity, different spending where, maybe that couch doesn't quite work right there, so you go out and you buy some new furniture. So there are spillovers to the fact that we're not seeing as much activity in the housing market, that it does seem to be on a lower path. So the good news is consumer spending in general, though, remains pretty strong. So we are expecting a moderation this year. So in 2019, consumer spending will grow about 2.6% in real terms. We're looking at probably 2.2% in 2020. So still a pretty good number, but a downshift. Now, why we think that consumer spending can hold up in light of some of these major trade headwinds that we're seeing and some pretty negative headlines is that overall consumer fundamentals remain in really good shape. So if you look at household balance sheets, you have net worth at all-time highs, so even if you adjust for inflation and population growth. Now, historically, when households have had their net worth climb, they feel like, okay, I've got saving elsewhere, I can go out and spend more, and you see that saving rate decline. Not this time. So you're actually seeing the saving rate increase even as wealth has increased. And so that gives households a pretty decent financial cushion.
You've been listening to an excerpt from the recent University of South Carolina Moore School of Business Economic Outlook Conference. The speaker during this excerpt was Sarah House, director and research economist at Wells Fargo Economics. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.